In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 5% off your first purchase with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for 5% off your first purchase.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi, I'm Sarah Keyworth.
And I'm Mickey Overman.
And this is Thank Fuck For That, a podcast in which we hear stories from our guests about the moments in their lives that might have changed everything.
Whether they are huge near misses or small, seemingly insignificant choices, we all have stories that we look back on and wonder, what if?
Our guests will bring us their best Thank Fuck For That moment so we can delight in how different their lives could have been.
Whoa.
Got it.
Whoa. All right, I'm going to have minimal time to edit this thing, so don't say anything you regret.
Okay.
Oh, God. 9/11
All right,
was an inside
I won't regret
job.
This. I won't regret this. Happy spooky season.
Merry spooky season to you. Merry spooky season to you.
Well, listen, you were in the Halloween spirit like, I don't know, like 3 years ago you started, I think.
I've put the Christmas tree up.
Fuck off. Have
no,
you really?
I haven't.
Okay.
It's like, whoa.
I'm just like 2 months ahead of everybody else.
Yeah. It's like you're actually over Halloween by this point.
Yeah, I'm done. Tree's up. By the time Christmas hits for you, I'll be in February. I'll be making pancakes.
It's like, I like the idea of this because you get no benefit out of it.
Yeah. I don't get to celebrate with anyone.
No.
I'm just rejecting everybody else's timeline.
It's very cool, actually. It's very cool.
It's quite edgy.
It's edgy. It's fun. It's modern. I love it.
We should probably explain what's going on.
So we're having a little record.
We're
on
idiots.
Sunday, the 29th of October. We've lost Lucas to New York.
We were going to record on Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
There was a mishap.
There was a classic scrape.
A classic scrape. a little bit of a farce. A classic comedy farce for you.
Yeah, basically.
We thought we were doing it online. Lucas went to the studio.
Yeah.
Lol.
I think Lucas went to the studio because I said in our last episode, as probably people who listened will remember, next time we'll be in studio.
Oh, okay. And he believed you.
He believed me.
As I heard that and thought, Mickey doesn't know what the fuck she's talking about.
Well, I thought next time we would have a guest, but then you and I very quickly realized that that didn't actually make sense and we would have to do one last catch-up episode. So we were like, obviously we'll be doing that on Zoom.
Because Lucas is in New York.
Poor Lucas.
I mean, we were all in the same conversation.
Yeah, but that...
And are we
unless
it?
You wanted to put out our 3-minute WhatsApp conversation as a podcast episode.
Okay, well, maybe some people would appreciate the receipts, all I'm saying.
Maybe actually they would. Guys, let us know. But yeah, so now it's just a classic Mickey and Sarah Palooza.
We're going back to basics, which means the quality is going to drop.
Yeah, we really need Lucas for like any type of quality.
Sorry if you can't hear us. Sorry if you can't see us.
I've decided to be on my couch.
I noticed that.
I'm very comfy.
Is there a reason for this change? Is it just Sunday vibes?
It's Sunday. I thought it was Sunday vibes. Also, we should probably address the fact that we're both quite sad vibes.
So sad today. Yeah. And like in a way where I'm not like shocked, but I am quite shocked about how sad I am. In that I don't think I've often react this way to a celebrity passing away.
I've had a couple of these where I've been very sad. And they've been very, it's been sort of random when I've been this sad.
Just to clarify, we're talking Matthew Perry, the news that Matthew Perry passed away this morning. Well, we woke up to it this morning. I presume it was last night in America.
Yeah. And it's just one of them things where it's like, you know, and this is obviously so weird with a celebrity death, is like he just means a lot to you personally. Like, you know, his work, like his character means a lot to me personally.
A part of like my childhood, like the comfort of watching Friends and his character in particular, the comedy, like that style of comedy.
Yeah.
Gave so much license to be like the one part of the friendship group who is completely terrified of showing any enthusiasm or emotion for anything and just has to mask in like really dry humor.
I think also what's funny about like, because we watched it as kids, because we were young when that show was on, it's like he's like an introduction to comedy because like his character is like, it's so obvious why it's funny. Like the sarcasm, it's like something you can understand as a kid.
Yeah.
Why it's funny is like, oh, he's saying the opposite of what he means. Mm-hmm. And he's saying it in a really funny way. And it's like, it's like the first thing you can understand. It wasn't until like later in life that I understood why the character of Ross is so funny.
Yeah. You just kind of, when you're a kid, you're like, Ross is annoying.
Yeah.
And Monica is annoying, but at least Chandler's pointing out how annoying they are.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And it wasn't until later where I was like, oh, like David Schwimmer is like an almost like 1920s level slapstick comedian. It's like really, really amazing physical comedy.
Unbelievable. Yeah.
Yeah. But it's like when I was young, it was like, obviously Matthew Perry is the funniest.
Yeah. 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 And he, the coolest and like the smoothest and like, also I didn't get any of the jokes about him being like desperately depressed or anything like that. So I was just like, he's just a cool, happy guy.
Even though like when they do like those compilation videos of it, it's like, oh boy, this guy's troubled.
Now I'm like, that character is relatable.
yeah, exactly.
There's so many of the things he said where essentially he's just being like, oh, I use this to cover up how horribly depressed.
Like he really doesn't hide it.
Yeah. And you're like, yeah,
it's like,
I
make jokes when I'm uncomfortable. It's like, yes.
Yes. Yeah, I feel that.
Mm-hmm.
It's so sad. And then I just started thinking about the others and like,
oh, me
they're
too.
So close as a group. And oh, God.
It feels like a end of an era. Because it's like, there's always been the six of them. And it's like, wow, the first one has died.
Yeah.
It's like that really to me feels like,
it's a full stop on something that
we
at our age were not quite ready to let go of.
Oh no! He taught me English, Mr. Matthew Perry.
Oh, he's your English teacher.
He was my English teacher.
Explains and, so much.
Probably a really big influence on some of my delivery in comedy. I would say.
Yeah, you do the kind of pause before the
I do that, and you know it's not like a conscious thing or anything, but I do remember when I do you know, it just sinks in. It's like how you deliver stuff, like obviously it's influenced by the things that you watched when you were a kid and the people that you loved, and hopefully you make it your own. Hopefully people are not watching me and like, okay, like enough of the Chandler Bing. But
no, you're caught being on the circuit.
Oh God, she's binging. But I do think like I just remember when the girl, you know, Frankie, who I used to nanny, started watching Friends, and she was like, "Oh," she was like, "That's you."
Yeah,
and I thought, yeah, that and I hadn't realized it, but I was like, "Oh, that's probably true."
Mm-hmm. Yeah, how you learn anything else? It's literally like the most introductory level of like the cadence of comedy and the laugh track. And
yes,
the
and I have not. I have not moved on.
No, you haven't.
Wait, there's another way to do this.
I mean that in itself. I'm gonna get a little Bing bell.
Oh God, oh, a Bing bell. That does sound like it's like a double. Like you don't need, if you've already got Bing, you don't need a bell.
Yeah, that's true.
A Bing bell. A Bing Bing.
A Bing Bing. I'm going to get a Bing Bing, which is a big hooter. like a, ah! And every time you say anything that's Bing-esque, I will squawk it.
Great.
So,
so keep them alive in our little way.
Slightly sad this morning.
Yeah.
Everybody's had a small cry.
I did. I said to you, you know, we were texting, and I said I had to crawl back into bed with Patrick. I like got out of bed, read that news, and then crawled straight back in.
Oh,
I was like,
man.
Nope. I feel ready for this day to start.
I was sat in bed reading the information, having a small cry. Louisa was asleep next to me. She went, "Are you okay?" And I went, "Matthew Perry's died." And she went, "Who is that?" And I was like,
"Oh.
Okay, we can't I'm not talking to you about this."
I guess in a way, this is a special day because one, Matthew Perry's died, and two, you'll have to break up with Louisa.
Yeah. It's all sad.
Yeah.
It's all bad.
It's all sad. Mm-hmm.
No, she's never watched Friends. She's never been into it. However, I'm increasingly learning that a lot of the things that Louisa hasn't watched, she would actually just really enjoy, but she has got it into her head that because so many people liked it, she doesn't want to watch. Do you know that thing that you have?
Ooh, really, she's too cool.
Or like, do you know what I mean? When somebody like really highly recommends, I don't know if you have this, I have it a lot. If somebody really highly recommends like a book or a
Overhyped.
TV show, and they're like, "It's amazing," I'm like, I will never step foot in that franchise.
Yeah. because it's overhyped. But
it's like a physical thing of like, I can't bring myself to do it. What is that?
Yeah,
what is
you
that
know,
human psychology?
I don't know. It's like, I don't want to give this to you.
I had it.
Yeah, it's like a really bad part of all of us, I guess.
I had it for ages with Brooklyn Nine-Nine. So many people.
Really?
Like, you have to watch it. You'd love it. And I was like, never. Never will I give you the satisfaction of enjoying myself.
Yeah, I know. It's so funny. Yeah. What is that? What is this like reluctance? I remember once reading, because I'm a big Arrested Development fan, and I read this article once of someone who was basically describing
it.
They were describing this phenomenon of like, I never wanted to watch Arrested Development because of how annoying the fans were.
Yeah.
And I was like, the fans were so annoying and so like, this is the best thing ever, that I was just like, fuck you. This is the best thing ever. And then basically described this thing of like, and then I watched it and it was great. And I was like, oh, yeah, I probably am an annoying Arrested Development fan. Like, I probably am one of those people who's like, no, but you don't get it. It's so great. It's like people who have like children and do talk to other people who don't have children and are like, if you had them, you would understand.
Yeah. And you're like, no, I can tell.
Yeah. And it's like the one thing that would make you stay childless forever, isn't it? It's just like, ugh, other parents.
Yeah, for sure. It's so weird. It's such a weird, and I've probably missed out on so many great things just out of spite.
Yeah, I guess you need to like write it down when you have that feeling. Make like an old note in like you know, in your phone, just have like things I refuse to watch because of annoying fans.
Yeah.
And then like occasionally when you're like, "Oh, I don't have anything to watch," you need to like go through that list and be like,
and see if
have
it's
I
like
gotten
something
over this ego
that you can stomach to try.
Who recommended it to me, and can I like give them the benefit of the doubt?
I haven't been drinking very much recently because of obviously surgery and stuff, but I had like a couple
of
glasses of wine.
That's smart. Yeah.
I had a couple of glasses of wine at the pub the other night and gave like a real impassioned speech, like pitch to my friends about why they should all watch the movie Fly Away Home. Have you seen it? Do you know it?
No. Please give me the impassioned
Mickey,
speech.
Mickey.
let me put this in my little folder of movies that I don't want to watch because
it's a children's film. It's a children's film.
Oh, yikes.
The concept, it's a beautiful film. It's honestly, okay, bold open, they go in hard.
Okay, dark Sarah's road. Drunk for everyone.
Dark road, girl yeah. driving in, there's a little girl, she's in a car, her mum's driving, they're smiling over at each other, car crashes, mum's dead. Boom, we're in.
Fuck. Fuck.
It's beautiful.
So many spoilers in this pitch.
It's beautiful. That's the opening scene, it's so dark.
So dark.
So she has to go and live with her dad. And her dad's her dad's one of those kooky dads who's like he's inventing things and he's not a great dad. You know, he's still kind of an absent
like
dad.
Like Belle's dad in Belle in Beauty and the Beast.
Is he an absent dad? I just thought he had a bookshop.
He doesn't have a bookshop, he's an inventor.
Is he? Is he an inventor?
Okay. Let's move on.
She just went to the bookshop. I thought okay, but the bookshop raised her.
Yes.
Okay. So anyway, she has to go and live with her dad. She's not happy about it. Obviously, she's grieving.
Yeah.
And her dad lives on this kind of nice farm. I think this is set in New Zealand. Her dad is like, it lives on this big farm. So there's lots of like barns and stuff. And there's like an area of woodland at the bottom of his property that is being destroyed.
Guys, there's a real possibility that Tara will be doing the entire movie.
Deforestation. In front of our eyes. There's a great scene where her dad runs out in his underpants and he's trying to stop these machines from tearing down these trees. Anyway, the trees get destroyed. The next day, the girl goes to explore the destruction. And what does she find? Unhatched, abandoned geese eggs. Is this thing on? Are you hearing me?
Okay. Mickey,
what do you think she does? What do you think she does?
Okay, with the goose, with the geese eggs, I think she chucks them in the sea.
End credits. A beautiful film.
A beautiful film. Starts with destruction, middle bit destruction, end bit destruction.
Mum's dead. Trees are dead. Geese are dead.
Okay, I love it. Yeah, I'll watch it. Sounds great.
Obviously not. Obviously not. She hatches the geese. Yeah.
How far along in the movie are we?
Pretty early on.
Oh, God. Okay.
See, this is what everyone was saying at the pub.
But this is a terrible pitch.
Okay, stay with, because this is on the movie poster, so I don't think this is a spoiler. The geese then think she's their mum, obviously.
Right.
So it's these little cute scenes of her, and they're all following her around the fields. It's really adorable. Big main problem.
Okay.
Winter's coming.
Ah, like in Game of Thrones.
Everyone thinks it's a quote from Game of Thrones, but it's actually a quote from Fly Away Home.
I don't think this movie is older than Game of Thrones.
It is.
Okay. Wait,
when did he write Game of Thrones?
A pretty long time ago.
No, it's not. I forgot that it was a book because I've not watched that because too many people told me to watch it. Anyway, winter is coming.
Oh my God.
These geese have got to fly
you
south.
You do have to watch Game of Thrones. Okay.
These geese have got to fly south. But they've got nobody to show them how.
Oh, that's actually a good problem.
Yeah. How are these geese going to get south without Mama Goose to show them?
Well, either we find out when we watch the movie or we find out because you're going to tell us.
If only Daddy made planes. It's about how she tries to lead these geese in a little microplane south for the winter.
Oh, that's actually lovely. And now I don't have to watch it because you just told me.
You have to watch it.
Absolutely everybody who is listening to this podcast does not have to watch it. You just told us the entire movie.
You don't know if she makes it.
It's a children's movie. She makes it.
Mom's dead.
They're not afraid of upsetting people. They're not afraid of upsetting people.
Okay.
The like 13-year-old main actor in this film won an Academy Award. That's all I'll say.
For this movie?
No. For this movie. It's beautiful. The music's beautiful. The scenery is beautiful. The geese are gorgeous.
Okay, sexy geese, guys. Guys, sexy geese. Sarah's.
If geese are your thing.
Yeah. All right, great. I might watch this.
If anybody listening has seen Fly Away Home, please get in touch and just reiterate how amazing it is. And if you've watched it and you don't like it, shut your mouth.
Let's do a poll. Let's do a poll on our social media. And we ask people, is it more important that Mickey watch Fly Away With Me or that Sarah
watches... Fly Away Home.
Or that Sarah watches Game of Thrones.
It's just completely different commitments though, isn't it?
Doesn't matter. This is the poll.
Fly Away Home is like a 90-minute children's movie. I can't watch the entirety of Game of Thrones. Also, I tried to watch the first episode and heads were being chopped off and I didn't like it.
Sarah.
Yeah?
Sarah.
Yeah?
You can watch a mother geese die. A mother goose die.
It was an adult woman.
But you can't have a bunch of freaks' heads being chopped off?
No, I don't want that.
You can have your tits chopped off.
I didn't watch. And he didn't do it in the same style of like a swinging sword in a forest. There wasn't like a shing shing sound.
But imagine
like
if...
two thuds.
But imagine if the doctor had done it that way.
Then I'd have watched, I think.
Just you would have watched it, to be fair.
There'd be like those sushi restaurants where they make it in front of you. But like really, really traumatic.
Everyone keeps going, why are you doing this way?
There's no need to be this flamboyant.
Everybody's up in the gallery.
Yeah,
it's like one of those, like, it's like an experimental thing, you know, but it's never been done before.
Stop throwing the knives around. He cracks an egg on me.
Blood everywhere. He takes a bow.
Everyone else
claps. I don't know if that person is alive. I genuinely don't know.
I've got no idea. But that looks delicious.
There's a pause where we all watch Fly Away With Me.
Fly Away Home! I think you're deliberately calling it the wrong name to upset me.
Yeah, I'm doing that thing where, like, you know, if you like meet like your ex's new girlfriend.
Yeah.
You're like, Susie?
Yeah. She's like, Hannah.
Yeah, exactly.
Her name's Hannah.
You're like,
Okay, Susie.
I don't think I've ever done this.
Me neither.
But I would love to.
I'm too polite. I would love to be always.
Yeah. Oh, I'm way too polite.
Yeah.
I'm like, we should be friends. They're like, we don't want this.
Yeah. Let's reconnect. All of us.
Let's reconnect.
Double date.
Let's reconnect. We're penis sisters now.
We're penis sisters.
We're penis sisters. If anything, it's thicker than blood. They're like running away. Like, hey!
It's thicker than blood. Come back, sister.
Come back. Did you understand what I said when I said thicker?
You can never.
Did you understand
this.
What that was in reference to? Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, obviously I wouldn't say that.
You wouldn't say penis sisters.
No.
What would you say?
I would say vagina sisters.
I really thought you were gonna come up with something better.
Honestly, so did I. We both had a lot more faith in me than what I, and then in the end I was like, just
Just give the answer.
Because the thing about you is you're so quick on your feet.
I'm tired.
Yeah.
I'm slightly teared up thinking about Fly Away Home.
Oh God, we've made this into such a sad podcast. We talked about Matthew Perry. Here you are crying about Fly Away with Me.
Stop calling. It's Hannah. It's Hannah. So anyway,
we'll talk about. Have you done any more gigs?
I did one. I've done one gig, and then I did a Skoda advert.
I saw that. That was so cool.
That was just like a teaser thing, and then I had to go to the Skoda warehouses. You have to call it Skoda. So I was like, and I did some like little for like online ads filming, sort of like a day of filming.
That's so fun.
So I've gotten really used to saying Skoda.
I haven't seen those. I've only seen the teaser.
I don't know actually. I don't know. And I don't know if I will know when they do come out for reasons that you
Here's the big question, Sarah. Sorry. Do you now get a Skoda?
No, I tried. I tried really hard. There was people from who actually worked for Skoda there, and I was like, can I have this car? And they were like, no.
You just kept on walking through the showroom.
That's a brand new car.
Okay, okay. How about this one?
Yeah. And I was like, if I crash the car, can I keep it? He's like, no. Then you don't get paid.
So what? All you got for this advert was just like money?
They gave me some sandwiches.
Okay. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, good.
Yeah.
And do you believe in the product? Let's get into it.
Yeah, I do. It was definitely a car. You can't deny that. I believe in cars. I've seen them.
I really love the idea that if anyone gets questioned about like a product that they've been like, you know, advertising, that they're just like, the answer is like, yeah. Oh, it was butter.
Yeah. It was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because like the only thing is like whether or not it was the product.
Yeah. Well, that's kind of, you know, you say it's a car, it's a car. It moved.
Oh, are you kidding me? Like, I love that you did an advert. My whole belief with this is like for the advert of, or was that extra?
That was intrusive thoughts.
Yeah, they took money out. Every time you beep the horn.
Well, they were working out what we were doing next. I was sat in the driver's seat, and my brain went, I wonder what the horn sounds like. And then my hands went, let's find out.
Yeah. That's fine.
And it was loud. And everybody jumped. Right. And then I had to apologize.
Right.
Yeah. I had a nice
day. That sounds really good. And the gig went well.
The gig was fun. I had a nice time. It was called Very British Problems, and I'd sort of forgotten that you kind of had to like play to like the brief of like British problems. So I just did my set, but I was like, the whole time I'm talking, I'm British. So like that's a problem in itself.
Yeah, I did one of those themed gigs a little while ago, and it was like, it was about like books, and I have I have one bit about books.
Yeah,
and so I was like, before I get to the book stuff, let me give you some context about me. I was like, I just did like just like
7 minutes
set.
Of your set. And
yeah,
then
and then I was like, anyway, anyone read any fantasy?
That I think that's it. How everybody approaches these theme gigs. I'm not going to write like a specific to spec bit of material that's like never going to go anywhere with anything else.
Well, that's the problem, is like, and you think your audience will want like the specific stuff.
Mm.
But the thing is like, if it's not funny, they actually don't want it.
They don't want like, it. They won't.
They don't want it. They just want you to be funny.
Yeah.
Yeah. I did a gig yesterday, and I was emceeing, and I had one of those. Not everyone was like, wow, that was really good. And I was like, no, I did nothing, but the people were so interesting that like I just didn't like the first person I spoke to, I was like, who are you here with? And they were like, well, they pointed to like someone like three chairs from them. They're like, that's my girlfriend. Then they pointed to the guy next to them. They were like, this is my girlfriend's boyfriend. And that, and then there was like an older woman. I was like, and that's my girlfriend's mom. And I was like,
you have a girlfriend's boyfriend?
Yeah. So they were like, it was polyamory.
But the mum was there
all
too.
There, including the mum, who was Sandra, and she was very chipper, and she was from Manchester.
I mean, Sandra, and I was like, putting on a brave face.
Yeah, I was like, Sandra, how do you feel about this? But the thing is, like, I don't have to do anything in that regard.
That gig is emceeing itself. I mean, I'm sure you were very, very funny, but at that stage, everybody's just like, this is wild.
Well, I don't have to do anything. Yeah. I just have to react the way the audience is reacting and just go like, what?
Yeah. And they knew what they were doing as well.
They knew what they were doing. They were on the front row, yeah. And they were very open. Like, they were very open about like their situation. So I was like, and then the guy was like, the two who weren't together was like, they at some point had tried to be together, but it hadn't worked out.
The two guys?
The guy and the girl. So it was like, there was one girl there who was with both of them.
Yeah.
And they at some point had also tried to be together, but they had broken up. So I was like, they were volunteered all this information. So I was like, well, you guys are just really open and like,
yeah.
You know, and then I said, Sandra, how do you feel about this? And she said, well, it took some adjusting. But now I really, she was like so lovely.
That is genuinely such a classic mom answer, isn't it? It's like, at first I was absolutely fucking livid, but it's not going away.
Here they all still are. So it was just like, it was one of those gigs where I was like, I just got, and there was another person I spoke to who she had her business was, she was she made holidays for dogs, and I was like, okay, how many dog clients do you have? And she goes, 500,000.
500,000 what?
Dog clients.
What?
And then I was like, oh, and then she was like, but I'm trying to be a life coach. And I was like, do you need to be a life coach when you're this successful? And she was like, well, I don't really like that. I don't even have a dog.
How has this happened to her? How has she got herself in this situation? Also, what is a dog? What is a dog holiday? Is it people take their dogs on holiday, or is it literally putting a dog on a plane?
It was the last person I spoke to before I had to bring someone on, and I hadn't yet done any jokes. So I had to be like, the thing is, I have so many questions, but I just have to let this go.
I need to know more. I need to know more.
Yeah.
If you are a dog holiday broker, get in touch.
Yeah, it was amazing. So it was just
You've
one of those.
You've got a couple of puppies right here that need a holiday.
We want to fly south for winter.
We do. And we don't know how.
And we don't know how. And we don't have a dad who owns a plane.
That's
well, we're
great.
we're only going to do a little catch up today because we don't have Lucas.
And we're completely disorganized and we've got no idea what's going on.
We have no idea what's going on. And we want to get out of here before I say anything that Sarah has to edit out.
Because I don't have time to edit.
You don't have time to edit. This has to go straight on.
This is going straight on. Raw as the day was born.
Yeah. So I guess, the funny thing is that you're like, Mickey, we have to get out of here before you say anything, whereas you're the one that usually creeps everyone out.
Oh, yeah. But I said, don't say anything you will regret. I do not feel regret. And I've had zero complaints so far for all of the sexual harassment I've done of these listeners.
Yeah,
I've not had any positive feedback either.
Maybe we just have some real pervs listening to this. They're like,
I think it's wall-to-wall pervs.
Absolutely, Sarah, go on.
If you're a perv and you're listening right now, get in touch.
Oh, God. What an open invitation.
Get in physical touch. Just distressed.
Absolutely horrified.
I don't mean that. I don't mean that.
Sarah does not mean
that. I finally said something I regret.
Yay! But you can't edit it out because you don't have the time.
I'm leaving it in.
That's what he said. Sorry, Patrick and I were trying for a baby, so
he's
that was,
like,
right. That was right at the top of my head.
Yeah. And that's just a little bit of information for all Mickey's penis sisters out there.
For all my penis sisters out there. Yeah. I don't know if I know any penis sisters. I used to know one.
What, with Patrick?
No, like, I used to... No, not with Patrick. I've met her once, like, his, like, previous long relationship. But I have...
I'm so upset with this analogy because it sort of means that, like, the penis is the daddy.
All right. How about penis cousins?
Yeah, all right. it feels worse, but...
No. I like that. I saw this, like, stand-up clip of this American comic online, and she was like, my parents were cousins. And she has this, like, really funny bit about how her parents are cousins.
No way.
And you know, finding out about it and, like, how to deal with that. And it's like, oh, my God.
That's
like,
crazy.
You never think about this. Like, you never think about, like, the children. It's like, it's bad enough that you decided to get together, but then it's like the children.
Did they know they were cousins when they got married?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. So it's not like it was a shock for everyone.
No, that I feel like I could deal with.
So what happened? So they were just like, these are your grandparents. And then the kids were like, oh, and where are my other grandparents? And they were like, these are your grandparents.
I guess. But then it's like, anytime I read a Jane Austen book, all of the, like, love interests are, you know, someone's cousin. So it's just like, you know, maybe we've just gotten too prudish.
Yeah, also my grandparents thing doesn't work because it would be their parents. It would be like these are great grandparents. Anyway, doesn't matter. Let's wrap
this
thing
up.
It's not great. I don't like it.
It's not great. So we have 4 minutes left on the Zoom. Do you have anything that you feel like you really need to get into the podcast episode?
No, I've said everything I need to say. I've told you about Fly Away Home. We've done the sushi tit bit, which obviously I wrote down and planned. And I really set it up.
I set it up like, you got your tits chopped off.
Yeah. Oh, funny you should say that. Do you have anything you want to tell everybody about? I don't even know what's going on.
No, I think I got it all out. I got my penis sisters bit, which obviously I'd written down. So
yeah.
I think I got everything out. I think I'm ready to sob through the rest of this Sunday. It's now started raining outside, so I feel
it's
like
such
that's very
dark
like
day.
It's very like metaphorical.
Yeah. Pathetic fallacy.
Yeah.
Huh? Sorry to bring up Patrick again. I felt mean, but it was the first penis I could think
of.
No,
that's great. That's really great. Let's end it there, actually.
That's it. Cut.
Thank you for listening, guys. And you'll hear us next time.
You will. You'll hear us next time. Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening to Thank Fuck for That. It was hosted by Mickey Overman and Sarah Keyworth. It was produced by Lucas Jeffcoat with music from Ben Cavanaugh.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline. Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's JUVEDERM.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.